We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Right now, it's time for you guys to hear directly from Adam Peters and Lance Newmark on more than one occasion. I applaud that Peters had Newmark up there with him, his assistant general manager. The two of them had a really comfortable rapport. These are questions from reporters to the Commanders brass, I believe, starting with John Keim from ESPN.
John Keim, ESPN. This is for both of you. You guys have both been part of organizations that have been turned around by a good draft. When you look at the picks you have in the top 100, especially maybe where it matches up with the strength of the draft, how much can this draft kind of really catapult this organization?
Yeah, coming into this, we've been really fortunate to have six picks in the top 100. Like you said, that's a big deal. And especially, I mean, having the number, it's not just six picks in the top 100, it's the number two overall pick, and then really high second round picks, and then three third rounds. So that's a lot that we can do with that. It can really help us. We've done Lance has done a really good job in free agency, we all have, and now we have a chance to really supplement that and now build through this draft and with these nine picks that we have. And so, we're really fortunate to have that, and I think we have a real chance to make this team a lot better.
Yeah, I think with what we did in free agency, it allowed us to have more freedom in the draft to go various different directions rather than need. It really allowed us to blend need and talent. And the quality of the picks, like Adam talked about, at the top of the rounds, just the real high-quality level of the picks, especially those top six, really allow us to make a dramatic impact on our roster right away.
You may have noticed there's a lot of attention paid to the quarterback position in this draft. I'm curious, how close are you to finalizing the player you want, and when would you like to and need to settle on a guy?
Yeah, we're real close. There's still a few more things in the process we have to do, and as you guys may be getting, I'm pretty process-driven, process-oriented, so we have to debrief on our 30 visits with the whole staff, talk about everybody there. We haven't done that yet. And then later tonight we have a medical meeting as well to go over all the medicals in the combine and get that information as well, and just ask pointed questions if there are any on certain players, if we have some questions on that. So we have a few more things. DQ and I will huddle up and probably have an answer really sometime next week. Now, I will say this also, you don't really need to make a decision until you need to make a decision. So there's no rush with that, but I think we'll have a pretty good idea what we're doing early next week.
Is the possibility, The Washington Post, sorry.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The possibility of coming away from day one with not just one selection, but two, is that a consideration for you guys?
Yeah, I think with the optionality we have in all those picks, anything's in consideration. So, like we've said before, we're going to do whatever's best for this organization. So if that's moving up, if that's moving back, we'll do that. And lucky for us, we have the ability to do so with all the ammo we have.
And then for both of you, you talked about some of the changes you've made just to prepare for the draft process. How much have you drawn from previous stops and how you've gone about this pre-draft process?
Yeah, you want to take that?
Yeah, we had never worked together, but we've been close friends. And my goal coming in here was to make, we had roughly 70 days to get it right. And my goal was to make this as comfortable for Adam and as where he has the ultimate level of confidence in what we're doing on draft night. So it took that approach, 70 days to get it right for him, the way he wants it to be, while also kind of interjecting my opinions, my experiences. And I think we've done a pretty good job of collaborating. Like, this is what I like to do, this is what he likes to do, this is what he's used to, this is what I'm used to. And while also asking a lot of everybody in this building to help make that a reality. But I feel really confident with where we are currently. And I think we've done a good job in a condensed amount of time getting to where we need to be to make good decisions next week.
Yeah, I think that's, do you want me to add on to that? That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. I think to add on to that, I would say that we found out a lot about the process, and it'll really be good to implement all the things we learned from what was existing here, what Lance did in Detroit, and what I did in San Francisco, and blend all that together as we move forward for the next, and just make every year even better.
We try to never lose sight of the most important thing is evaluating, getting the players right. It's not going to be perfect in year one. It's going to be ever-changing, ever-developing. And every couple of days we'd remind ourselves of that, you know, just kind of, hey, it's not going to be perfect, but we're gonna get it right. We're going to make good decisions. So.
Yeah, what's important right now.
Yeah.
Ben Standig with The Athletic. Sort of to the point for both of you, what you're just saying about there will be some mistakes, but you try to do the best. You have the 9 picks. You know, when you are able to move around the board, get more picks, it gives you more shots to on players. How important is that? Obviously, you have the 9 now, but just in general as a philosophy to have as many picks as possible because there are going to be mistakes.
Yeah, I think, Ben, it's you know this, it's people evaluating people. So, you know, I would love to sit here and say we're going to go 9 for 9. I hope we do. I have great confidence that we will, but there's a slight chance we won't. And so I say that I'm joking, but there's a lot to that. Having 9 picks really gives us that where they say you have more swings or however you want to put it. So we're very fortunate to have that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's all situational. Honestly, there's times where somebody is really jumping out at you as being available. And there's times where you're like, man, there's nothing feels right here. And it might make more sense to go back and take some extra swings later. So I really think, for me personally, it's always situational. It's not like a steadfast philosophy.
And a lot's been made over the last 24, 48 hours about bringing in the 4 quarterbacks. I know you have in the past at San Francisco, Adam, have brought in different prospects before. Is it different with quarterbacks, or what's your sort of philosophy behind bringing in all these guys together?
Yeah, I don't think it's very different personally with quarterbacks. You know, with all these guys, they all know each other really well. And so what was cool is while we got to see them all together in a group setting at the Topgolf, which was really fun, and I think everybody had a great time, and it was very beneficial to see everybody in a more relaxed environment, they all got a lot of time individually with their coaches, with us, you know, where they were staggered coming in too. So it wasn't like they were sitting in a room together. They all had their own individual time with everybody. So it worked out really well. And then you got a great blend of that. And then working everybody together, you know, in a fun environment.
Yeah, this is.
You're listening to the press conference of Adam Peters and Lance Newmark, more involved than I anticipated him being the assistant general manager, which is great to hear and see. Peter's empowering his people out there in Ashburn as they get ready for the NFL draft.
Certain individuals were versus others. Just that loose kind of casual feel from the one night to the next day where it was more individualized the next day. So I really thought it was a great experience because you see how guys are in a group, and then you spend time with them individually as well. So I came away from it very impressed with the process, and I just thought it was a very positive overall experience.
Hi, David Aldridge with The Athletic also. You both have been with very successful organizations the last several years, and so you know what good play looks like, and specifically at the quarterback position. And I just wondered, outside of on-the-field talent, which everybody has preferences about, what do you think about that position lends itself most to success for an organization, for a not just a team, but for an entire organization, when someone's doing it correctly?
Yeah, that's a great question, David. And I think there's a lot of different things. I think one is leadership. And if you're talking about just off the field, and leadership can be on the field, a lot of times things blend together too, on and off the field, when you're talking about intelligence and everything else and processing and everything like that. But I think leadership and, you know, people can lead in different ways, and the best way you lead is how you lead. Like, how you lead might be different than how Ben leads, and so on and so forth. But being yourself and leading in your own way, and that's by doing things the right way, working, you know, coming in early, staying late, challenging your teammates, but in the right way, because you've earned their trust, because they respect you, because you know they have your back and you have their back, and that you've put in the work. So if I were to point to maybe one thing that we're not talking about, that's something that's tangible on the field, I would say that.
Yeah, I would say there are some core traits, I think, that, you know, obviously the film and then the core traits of work ethic. There's like the great quarterbacks I've been around have tremendous inner belief in themselves. And I think the more you're around a person, the more you feel that and see that in them. And I would say the ability to unify people and create a common belief. But that core belief in themselves has always been something that I've seen and been a part of and seen that translate to success.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.